Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our Advent meditation today comes from the Gospel of Mark in the 15th chapter, where again we hear this conversation between Jesus and Pontius Pilate, and Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. This is God's word. It's time to slow down, and you're in the right place. We're doing something very countercultural during this Advent season, and it's this: carving time out of a hectic, fast-paced season to be still. And this stillness is not only a matter of ceasing activity, but also a matter of practicing stillness in the presence of God and in the quiet, letting Him speak to us by His word. At the beginning of this Advent season, I would also gently suggest that you think about ways of defending your time, or at least using it as wisely as possible. Maybe you don't really have to accept every invitation you receive. Or maybe you don't really have to buy a gift or send a card to everyone in your address book. Or to put it in a more positive way, maybe the first times you reserve on your calendar are those reserved for devotional time with God. I think the chances of you doing that are actually pretty good. After all, you blocked out the time to be here this morning. Point is, Advent is supposed to be a time for contemplation and reflection on the unfolding story of Jesus. Somewhere along the way, it's become a season of distraction. And who do you think is responsible for that? So, in these moments, I encourage you to remove your to-do list from your mind, set it aside. I encourage you to acknowledge the stress that the season may already be causing you, and having acknowledged it, set it aside for the moment. If you have any guilt about not spending enough time in conversation with God, acknowledge that too, and quietly bring it to Jesus. Leave the distractions and focus your eyes on the cross of Christ. And what do you see there? The body is removed, the blood washed away, and what remains is a stillness. A stillness of peace, of calm, of love. What remains is God's compassion, a forgiving grace that pulls you into His arms. Over the next 3 Wednesdays, we're going to lean into the stillness of the cross through several unexpected scripture passages. We will recount the suffering and the death of Jesus, but through the lens of Christmas and the infant Christ. We will journey to the manger, but at the same time also journey to the cross. Yes, we are traveling to Bethlehem, but Jesus did not stay in Bethlehem. His destination was Golgotha, the hill of the skull, and a garden tomb. He wasn't far from that destination in this conversation with Pilate. Pontius Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You've said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things, and Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Can you picture the scene? Even before the morning sun, the air was thick with anticipation and activity and stress. There was movement everywhere. The chief priests were seeking testimony from anyone who might know Jesus. The witnesses were entering and exiting the courtyard. The scribes were busy recording the proceedings. The elders consulting with the priests. And all, including the guards, were spitting on Jesus, striking him, yelling at him, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And as the sun rose, this activity didn't subside. It just moved to Pilate's court. And there the chief priests accused Jesus more. Pilate joined in, demanding a response from him. And in the middle of all this commotion, Jesus remains silent. At that moment, do you realize he could have called his army of angels who would have descended to earth to wipe out the Roman Empire and army completely? Not one soldier would have been left alive. At that moment, Jesus could have saved himself. He could have walked right out of that room without anybody touching him. He could have ascended to heaven or just gone to a safe place. At that moment, standing before Pilate, Jesus could have done anything he wanted. And he did. He did exactly what he wanted. He remained still. He remained silent. And in the stillness of his silence, he showed them compassion. He showed them, and us, and the whole world for that matter, that he came to save, not destroy. Through the stillness of his compassion, he would ransom us from the futile ways inherited by our forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with his own precious blood. He ransomed us with his precious blood, and to do it, he held still. He held still before Pilate. He held still as he was nailed to a cross. You see, in stillness, Jesus does not repay humanity as their sins deserve. He does not repay you or me as our sins deserve. He looks into the open book of your life and he sees everything. And he can do anything he wants. And he makes sure that no punishment will fall on you. In compassion and stillness, Jesus directs the punishment to fall on him. It's for that very reason that he stays on the cross. In Jesus' sacrifice is also the hope for our own compassionate response. In other words, as we have received mercy from Jesus, we are called to give mercy in Jesus, to be merciful people. When someone does wrong to you, you have choices. You can strike back twice as hard and inflict as much damage as possible. That's a choice. Or you can harness the stillness of compassion. The compassion of Jesus can be the compassion that you tap into so that you do not repay others with revenge, but mercy. The devil and the world scream their advice. Lash out, they say. But Jesus whispers, be still. At this time, we are going to practice stillness in the presence of God. I'm going to give you one silent minute. And in that minute, I would like you to reflect on the compassion that Jesus has shown the world. He was still when he could have run away. He was still when he could have retaliated. He was still when he could have brought righteous punishment to bear. So in this minute, please think about, in what ways do you need the stillness of compassion to descend upon your heart? We'll take that minute now, and then I will conclude with a prayer. Let's pray. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud. The babe, the son of Mary, why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear, for sinners here the silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. Amen.